Welcome to Good Times, the Locked On Heat podcast featuring conversations with interesting guests in sports, media, and entertainment. A little bit of a different kind of format today. I sat down with new Heat rookie Nikola Jovic to talk about his decision to enter the NBA draft, coming to America, and what he thinks he could bring to the Heat as a rookie. But before we get to that exclusive interview, which is audio only, but will also be on YouTube for those who want to watch there. There just obviously won't be the video component with it. But I want to play for you the full introductory press conference with Pat Riley and Jovic from Monday, because I actually thought some interesting things were asked and discussed, and it's the first time that we've heard from Jovic in a full media setting. So that's going to be about the first 10 minutes of this show, and then we'll get to my exclusive sit-down interview with Nikola Jovic. Hope you enjoy. Today's episode of Good Times is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all of your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's NHL playoffs and Major League Baseball. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sport wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. And BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. Bet online, where the game starts.
So it's been a long weekend, obviously. This was last, Thursday night. I think Thursday night we all got to bed about 4 a.m. So Friday we didn't want to sort of like rush into all of this. We might not see the right things. But I just want to introduce Nikola and just reiterate what I said the other night. I thought it was, a great night for us, a great pick for us. And after 2 days of then taking a look at a lot of things that he has done in his career, looking at the film again, I'm even more excited. So if any of you want to ask me a couple of questions, then I'll just turn it over to Nick.
But how much do you think Nikola can benefit from summer league? Just, obviously he's a late bloomer, just turned 19. How much do you think he benefit just from that experience and getting those reps?
Well, I think it's an incredible opportunity. Spo and I just met with him, for a half hour. And I think one of the only things that he heard was, what was it?
To work hard.
Hard work. we started that whole process, and he knows about it, obviously. I mean, all the young players, know about how hard you have to work. And he was explaining to me some of the practices that he had gone through, where he was coach, and his head coach was somewhat like me, that his practices were 3.5 and 4 hours. And I said, great, I love that. I don't know if you're going to get that here today, but not in this league. But he understands what hard work is all about, and now it's just taking that hard work to conditioning and then to player development efficiency, efficiency from that standpoint. That's what it's all about. And it's just a great process for him to start, in the summer league. You can just let it fly because, we're not going to try to overcoach him in a week, and he'll start learning from that standpoint. So it's a great situation to have this summer league, and always has been. I'm a big proponent of going to either Sacramento, San Francisco, and then to Vegas to really get a read on some of your young players. And they feel better about themselves. And then they know also what has to be done maybe in August and September to get ready for training.
When you're reviewing film on Nikola, with his passing, his playmaking, his vision, what really popped to you on film in terms of what he can do with the ball?
I think the overall skill set, you're not, when you talk about a player being a complete player, that's what we're talking about. Now, how good is that completeness will come with development. And so what is a complete player? Somebody who can pass, somebody who can, can dribble, somebody who can run pick and rolls, who can shoot the ball. He's a long-range shooter, mid-range shooter. He scores well at the layup. He'd take the ball and dunk it over somebody. So he has those kinds of offensive skills that he can get better at. And then he'll find out some new things that he'll be taught that he'll say, wow, I can do these things. So that comes with development. And from a defensive standpoint, we'll start from day one you know, from a weight training standpoint, also, you know, all the footwork drills and all those things, and stance, and then that's more of a coaching technique, how we play defense, how you should play defense one-on-one. How do you play defense on the perimeter? How do you play defense in the post? And how do you guard pick and rolls, the whole thing? So his overall game and package of skills shows versatility. So we like that. Now, how far it's going to go is going to be dependent on Nick. Can I call you Nick?
Yeah.
Is that good? Okay. Okay, I'm going to, go ahead.
Oh, no. Do you anticipate rotation minutes early on, or is this something like maybe
the G 47 League? Minutes a game, right here. And we got them right in the starting line. No, I'm just kidding you. That is something that right now he should not worry about, and we're not going to worry about. The whole concept is he's here, and we get him ready for the summer league. He gets himself mentally ready for it because it's been a drain. I mean, this whole draft process and working out and coming across, going back and forth, you know, so try to freshen him up this week so he can get ready to get out to San Francisco. And whatever happens from the standpoint of playing time, he's got a training camp to go through. We'll see. We'll see, you know, what happens there. Those are won. They're not given, and he knows that. You got to earn them, and so we'll see what happens. So I want to turn it over to Nick, and I'm going to exit so you won't get distracted by my silver hair. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to Miami. They mentioned that you just spent a few minutes talking to Pat and Coach Spo. What was your first impressions of them and what they're going to ask of you?
I mean, we were talking a little bit about everything, you know, and one thing I immediately learned is that I'm gonna need to work, yeah. And that's the first thing I'm going to do for sure, and I'm going to try to do the best as I can, and I hope it'll turn out good.
Pat just said that this whole process usually is a drain for guys. For you, just going through combine and different your pro day and different workouts, what has this process been like, and how do you kind of mentally flip the switch to get ready for summer league, you know, just a week?
I enjoyed really everything, you know, about this process because this is my first time doing something like it. Yeah, it's been hard for sure, but mentally I'm really good right now. I can't wait to play, you know, just I love the game of basketball, and mentally it's never been a problem for me, so I just can't wait to play the summer league.
Just being a creator in the pick and roll, it seems like they've thrown a lot of coverages at you over your just reps and games. Just how much do you feel like that prepared you for summer league and now moving into the NBA?
I think it helped me a lot, you know, playing pick and roll through the whole year. You know, I played in a really tough league against some really rough guys, you know, they're really physical. And just, you know, from pick and roll I can do a lot of things, and I showed I can do a lot of things, and I think it'll help me a lot. You know, I'm not sure if I'm going to out here play that much of pick and roll, but the pick and roll that I played helped me in everything for sure.
Well, over the years, who are some guys you've studied? Who are some players maybe you've studied their games and maybe incorporated some elements into your own game?
I learned a little bit from everyone, you know. I don't have one guy that I'm watching, you know. I watch a little bit of everyone. Like, if it's Luka's pick and roll, if it's Jokic's low post game, if it's Jimmy's defense, if it's, you know. So I'm trying to learn something from everyone.
Back here. Hi, welcome to Miami. Just kind of being here today, walking through the hallways, seeing the photos. It's been a long process. Does it kind of feel real, or does it feel a little bit like an out-of-body experience?
I still don't believe what's happening, you know, especially this franchise. They've been known for everything they did, you know, so walking down this hallway, seeing all those pictures with the championships, you know, you're just getting more, you know, you want to work. that's all. You know, this I still don't believe what's happening. I think soon, when I step on the court, I will actually, you know, feel like a NBA player. But now it's just a dream come true.
Nikola, what's it like for you, you know, to join a team that already has, you know, is already competing for championships, is very right on the verge of a championship run, and already has a very, you know, entrenched culture?
I think it's perfect fit for me, especially because they're really competitive, and I think I can learn a lot of things from them. Of course, I'll do anything I can to help them do better than they did this year, and that's all.
Just a couple questions. Have you gotten a chance to talk to any of your new teammates yet?
Nah, not yet, but I'll look forward to it.
And then what position do you consider yourself?
I consider myself positionless, you know. I think I can play multiple positions. So, yeah.
At what point in the last, you know, year, 2 years, however long, at what point did it become realistic to you that you would be a first-round pick in the draft?
I would say in half through this season, you know, there's a lot of kids that from 13, 14 years old already, people are talking about them being, you know, top 10, first round picks. I kind of been a late bloomer, you know, and probably 2 months before I came here, you know, I was really thinking like, wow, maybe this is going to turn really good. So, yeah, I would say probably half through the season. I was really considering myself as a first round pick.
It's been well reported you had a big growth spurt. When was that growth spurt? And how much did your experience as a guard before that growth spurt kind of help mold you into the player you are now? And have they told you that maybe you have another inch or two in you where you can get to 7 feet maybe in a couple years?
I've been actually growing, you know, through the years. It hasn't been like I've been just grown out of nowhere. And so I was always smaller. And actually, I was playing point guard or shooting guard. And it just helped me. Now I can do almost everything on the court. So I think one of the most important things is that I've been growing, you know, through the years. And I've been actually... I got taller from the last year, you know, so this year also I was growing a little bit. I don't know when it will stop, but, you know, what happens, happens.
You grew up in England, right?
No.
Or you were born in England?
No.
You were born in England?
That's the thing that people don't get right. I don't know where they went. I was just born there.
You were born there, and then when did you leave?
And I left when I was like 20 days old, so I left immediately, and I was my whole life in Serbia. I went one time back, you know, just to see I have a couple of family members out there. So I was just one time there, you know, just to see them. But I was in Serbia my whole life.
That's so fun because on your Wikipedia page, it's there. You don't really know where it comes from, that like, you spent more time there. That just sort of is a thing that people say about you.
But what?
In England, people just assume that you like, spent more time there. You're not really sure where that comes from?
Nah, I actually went on one, you know, news and now everybody's really? Talking about I'm there for like 9 years. I was not there for anywhere near 9 years, you know.
Gotcha. Tell me a little bit about playing in the ABA with Mega Basket and everything, and what kind of, I mean, you mentioned that you went up against some, like, rough competition, really tough guys. Tell me about that kind of competition.
I think it helped me a lot, especially because we have two teams that actually participate in EuroLeague. And EuroLeague is one really tough league. You can see a lot of NBA guys coming there and actually not succeeding. So it's really rough league. Just being around them, I think I had a lot of experience. You know, I think it helped me more than it will help me in college, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful actually I was there. Mm-hmm. Mega is perfect place for young guys, for developing. It's, I think even for a lot of older guys to come there, be 1 year, 2 years, just develop your whole game and go on another level. That's what I'm doing right now. You know, I'm on a whole another level. So, yeah.
Did you ever consider going to, like, one of the American college teams?
Not really, you know. Of course, I had some, I had offers and stuff, but I never yeah. thought about that. That was always, I always thought, you know, Europe is probably the easiest way,
Where did you get offers from?
I don't know, really. You know, my managers never wanted to, you know, interrupt me with that stuff, so.
Have you been to the United States before this whole experience?
No. Really? So this is my first time. I came here, I was 2 months ago.
Right.
Yeah, really early. You know, because we didn't make the playoffs this year, so I came really early. And I actually been in Miami, you know, I've been practicing around here with the Miami Hoop School guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, also in a core fitness. So, yeah. I know a lot of guys, you know, I know the city a little bit.
Yeah, where's your favorite part of the city?
Probably around here, you know, just it's this part called downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah, it's really nice, mm-hmm. You know, really nice people, like all the cool buildings, all the cool restaurants.
Do you have a favorite restaurant yet?
Nah, I love a couple of, I love them. Yeah, I don't even know the names, you know, I can't remember all of them, you know, I've been through in a lot of them.
Do you have relationships with any of the NBA players that have been through Serbia or played in, you know, the ABA?
Last year I played with Marko Simonović, he's the member of Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of know him.
Has he been able to tell you anything about the NBA and something to expect?
We haven't talked, you know, about that, I haven't talked with him about that one, but...
Sounds like Pat Riley got you a little ready. A lot of hard work and stuff. Can you tell me a little bit about that conversation that you guys just had?
Oh, he just, like I said already, he just told me I'm going to need to work.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not ready, you know, you'll not look good. So, and they're, you know, everybody knows them as a good organization, mm-hmm. you know, who works a lot, so... I'm looking forward to, you know, continue working hard and trying to make the team.
And after doing all the draft process, going between Brooklyn and here and the suits and all these interviews that you have to do, how excited are you to just go to San Francisco and then Las Vegas and just play basketball?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. You know, I'm just trying to get in shape right now, you know, a little bit. I don't have that much time, but, you know, it's been a rough few months,
mm-hmm.
right now, always flying, always practicing with other guys, always different teams.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to look really good.
What are your goals for your rookie season?
Just help the team, you know. I mean, I'm sure they have a chance to win, you know, like they had last few years. So if I can help in any chance to win, I'm mm-hmm. trying to win. Yeah, I always trying to be on the top, you know. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help them.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks.
I'll see you in Las Vegas.
Cheers. Yeah.